The Tommy G Show, your new destination for New Jersey traffic, weather, laughs, and conversation.
Manalapan Day is Saturday, June 20th, and it's starring, of course, David Cassidy in concert. And there's so much excitement in the air, so much excitement going on. Everywhere I go, right there, Marty, there's a conversation, people talking about him, people saying, oh my God, David Cassidy is coming to Manalapan.
People of all ages are talking about this.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I was in a restaurant the other night. The table behind me was a bunch of seniors, and they were all, the next table was just all the tables. We're talking about it.
Exactly. So, okay, Manalapan Day is Saturday, June 20th. Starring David Cassidy in concert. So much excitement is going on. And on the hotline right now, let's put our hands together for the one, the only, David Cassidy.
Yay!
How are we doing today, Dave? We're doing good?
I'm doing fantastic, except for waiting for the AAA guy.
Oh, sorry. And,
that's okay. It just, you know. I leave for a while, and sometimes you go to start your car, and there's... it's dead, and I need him to come over and help me get it started, and I did. He just showed up like 5 minutes before I was supposed to call you 20 minutes ago.
All
sorted out, all done. How about you? How are you?
Oh, no, we're doing good. I'll tell you, here in Central Jersey, I can't tell you how many people are so excited that you're going to be coming to a Manalapan Day. A lot of excitement out there. And, of course, wherever I go, people say, well, I can't believe David Cassidy's coming. You have such a loyal fan base. It's unbelievable. Now, I understand
it's unbelievable, but I think a lot of people know that I spent about, I'm going to say, 9 years in New Jersey with my parents, my grandparents, and my mom from the time I was about 4 years old till I was 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And when my mom and I moved out to California. But my grandparents were fantastic. And, you know, I felt a real part of New Jersey. I always have. Anytime I've played, even like, you know, playing like in Atlantic City, I remember going there when I was a kid. And so many great memories about Jersey. And I was born in Manhattan. I've lived in Manhattan a bunch of times. But when you spend a good amount of your childhood, especially with my grandparents who were born in 1889 and 1893, they're from a little bit of a different era.
Oh,
and this was in the mid-50s still.
Where'd you grow? What part of Jersey
West
did
Orange?
You? West Orange. Okay, very good. Know it very well.
Yeah. But we would go down the shore and go down to, where are you closest to?
Well, Manalapan, New Jersey would be just north of Freehold and just south of Old Bridge and Sayreville and that area, the Route 9 corridor.
Okay. I don't know that part of Jersey as well, but I can tell you, they used to take me to the shore, and we were all over the place, including Atlantic City, where my grandparents spent their teenage or after they got married, they went to Atlantic City. It was a little bit of a different time. A lot like Steve Buscemi and Boardwalk Empire.
I'm sure it was
close to that. Anyway.
So you spent some time in Jersey. Yeah, I was going to say, you spent some time in Jersey. You also spent some time growing up in New York as well? Or is it
Manhattan. So I was about four or five. With my parents. And I feel a real part of it. I really do. There's a part of me because of my grandparents, and my mom grew up in that house too. Her house, my grandparents' house.
Right.
And I went to the same Eagle Rock School, elementary school that my mom went to, which is now no longer a school. It's the Board of Education school or something. I don't know. But I remember walking to school in snow boots. I remember walking to school at 7 years old.
Wow. You know what? That was a day in
alone.
Yeah, that was a day in age.
I don't remember 6 years old. I do. That was when, after kindergarten, my mom used to take me, or my grandmother or grandfather would walk me. And at the time I was six or seven, I walked to school through 2.5 feet of snow and up this big hill called Eagle Rock.
I remember, sure.
You can look it up. Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing place. Anyway, That's my schooling.
That's where you grew up in, of course. Now, how do you spend your days now? You in the studio a lot? I know you're touring. You're obviously
going in the studio starting after the 20th when I'm down there with you in Jersey.
Okay.
The date is the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
The show's at 8 o'clock, and I'm cutting way back on the dates and concerts.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm going to make either 3 EPs or 2 LPs,
right,
the next 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning actually in Chicago, 2 days after we play on Saturday the 20th. We're playing in Chicago on Sunday, and we start working. Just putting basic stuff down, and I've got the rest of my band flying in for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to put a blueprint down, and then we're going to play and sing live, like I always do.
Yeah, you do a great job. You're in New Jersey. You were in New Jersey a few months ago at the State Theater. You got rave reviews.
Yeah.
That's how we heard of you. People came. They were
really?
Talking about. Yeah, I swear.
Well, I'm pretty good. I don't do many things well. I'm pretty good. That's how you have a 47-year career.
Oh, without a doubt.
You gotta be freaking good. You don't have to just be famous and have a lot of fans, but if you want to keep going for over the 4-year, 5-year limit, which is what most, you know, pop stars or anything else you want to call it. I started as an actor on Broadway, but and then I was an actor on television for a year before.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but I was starred in, I believe, in Bonanza.
Really?
Mod Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Welby.
Mm-hmm.
And all those shows in 1969.
Hey, David, did you ever make out with Marsha Brady?
No, I just met her a couple of 4 or 5 years ago.
That's it? Really? Wow.
And she said she wanted to be in the Partridge Family. She's a beautiful person.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl and just a beautiful person.
Yeah.
We hung out together. We were doing something for Nick at Night. They were honoring all the classic great television shows that had aired on Nick at Night or whatever it's called now. But I think it was about 5 years ago, and we spent probably an hour together just hanging out and talking backstage. And then I went out and sang Come On Get Happy or something. I don't know. No, I'm not kidding. They asked me to sing the theme.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the second most requested song I get, believe it or not. It was never a record until they put it on a compilation. Partridge Family Greatest Hits on a CD. Buy it, and I'll never get a nickel from Sony.
Wow, okay.
Kind of notorious.
Gotcha.
Anyway, in my opinion, I'm only saying this in my opinion.
Gotcha.
I recently was awarded by a court a major amount of money, and Sony has still not paid me, and that was 3 months ago. They have 30 days to do it.
Wow. Okay. Well, hopefully, hopefully things
work
out.
In my opinion, they're just trying to mess with me. You know
why? But I mean, let me tell you something.
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's a reason that they're trillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $1 trillion company.
Gotcha.
Why?
Mm-hmm. No.
I can't answer that.
Gotcha.
I do know they're in thousands of lawsuits, though.
Yeah.
Thousands around the world.
Wow.
And for profit participants, as I was, because I owned a piece of the net.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Partridge Family and all its ancillary, including CDs.
I mean, my sister has a lunchbox with your face on it. Do you make money off of that?
Well, that would be awesome. Tell her to keep it. If she ever needs any money, she can. If it still has the thermos in it,
yeah,
that's worth some money.
But your how do you attribute your popularity even now? You got loyal fans all over the world, and they're all believe it or not, they're contacting us. There's a petition going on right now to get you inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's got to make you feel really good.
First person they should induct in there, whose music changed for about half a decade of what was going on, was Chubby Checker.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think.
But the whole thing is
Randall Lee.
But you know,
Randall Lee needs to go.
But David, look at you and look at Chubby Checker. Look at you and look at these other stars, right?
They were legendary pop stars.
So were you.
And There are some pop stars that are in there,
but
I'm not cool enough.
Wow, come on.
I'm not getting
Don't tell my sister that. Don't tell my sister-in-law that. Don't tell all these. But David, when you're going to look out at this crowd of Manalapan Day, there are people driving in, coming in from the tri-state area. We've got reports of people driving up from North Carolina. We got people flying in. This is a big deal. You are
I know it's going to be a big deal.
It's a big deal.
No, it's a big deal, and it's a big deal for me.
Yeah.
Believe it. I cut down from doing, I was doing up to 40, 50 shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down to about 10 or 12 a year.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to do this year and probably the next.
Right.
I may do down to, I don't know, 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the travel from one coast to the next. I go from New Jersey to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Put down that week, and then we fly to Palm Springs to do another concert out there, a casino out there, and then we're going to go back to Chicago and start recording the second EP if we don't finish the first.
David, you're coming across.
We're going to go out to my dear friend, who's like one of my two or three best friends in the world, is Craig J.
Mm-hmm.
That's his professional name.
Yeah,
he's the best musician I ever played with, and he arranged and produced my last CD about 5 years ago. So, we're doing 2 EPs or 3 EPs or maybe 2 full CDs. So, I don't know what we're going to do yet until we decide the logistics and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have a show in early August, and I think I have one. I have a couple of corporate dates I'm doing and. I think I'll probably do altogether 12.
Gotcha.
I think that's what's on the calendar altogether this year.
You know, I interview a lot of celebrities, and I got to be honest with you, you're such a modest man. You really are. And where does that come from? You're just grateful for what you have.
I was brought up that way.
You know what? You're right about that. You were raised. That's how you were raised. Your grandparents and your parents. Yeah.
I was told.
Yeah.
I still believe it, although evidently the rest of the world doesn't.
Yeah.
Your word is your bond.
Right.
You know, I was very heavy into religious experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I went to camp at a place called Stockaders Lodge, which was a Christian camp.
Yeah.
I went to Bible school after school on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, because I was the lead singer in the junior choir.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Sunday school and church in the choir on Sunday. So it's kind of like 4 or 5 days of being raised Christian.
Yeah.
And I still have great remembrances of it because my grandparents were so loving and so caring, and they were, my grandfather read the Bible every day.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was involved. She played the organ. She played the piano. She was a piano teacher. She was, when she was young, she was an opera singer. So my mom had a beautiful voice, really a fine voice.
Yeah.
And my dad was one of the greatest singers that's ever lived, in my opinion. When Cole Porter calls you and says, I heard you sing in Wish You Were Here in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Broadway show named Wish You Were Here. The first show I ever saw him in. And from that day on, I knew what I was going to do.
Yeah.
So... my father was asked by Cole Porter.
Mm-hmm.
There were shows he did with music that he wrote that were never recorded for Broadway. I don't know why. There is no explanation. But he called my dad to sing all the male parts. And it was probably 3 albums, 3 shows, you know.
Yeah.
So our male vocals. Anyway, Cole Porter was a genius.
My producer sent me a message. Why was he a message there, Spank?
We got a message. We have someone listening in New Zealand, and she says hello. She's a big fan, and to wish you well.
Wow, look at that. You have a worldwide audience here, David. And again, speaking to you
it's
today.
It's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I've been all over the world in the last decade.
Well,
Australia to.
Mm-hmm.
I've even been to New Zealand for a day, which I love New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful place. I've toured the UK, I mean, including Ireland and Scotland. Wales, England, probably 3 times in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done hundreds and hundreds of shows in Canada and in America. So I think I've had it covered since I've been doing it since I was touring. playing concerts since I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making records in early 1970, but I think I was still 19. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We started recording. I was 19 years old.
You know, there's one thing I remember about you, David. You had great hair. I mean, I'm serious. I tried to get my hair.
I had great hair.
We all did.
Very much past
that. We all did. David, we got to get, you know, it's Jersey. We got traffic. We got weather. We got horrible traffic. Buddy. It's rush hour.
But I can't wait. If anybody's listening, I don't know how many times I'll be back, certainly in your part of the world. But there are fans out there that have any curiosity. I'm going to introduce a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I'm going to record an EP called Songs My Father Taught Me.
Okay.
And I'm going to just tell you that I'm going to do a song I sang on television when I was out in California last time, a few months ago, called Night and Day, written in 1932 by Cole Porter.
Gotcha.
That was one of the first songs my dad ever taught me.
Gotcha. David, Manalapan Day, Saturday, June 20th. A lot of excitement in the air. We appreciate it.
Saturday night.
That's right, Saturday.
And just know, if there were a roof, we would blow it off.
I would imagine. That's right.
The band I've ever played with in my life. And I'm not kidding about that.
I gotcha. Well, we're looking forward to
a great day in France, and I look forward to seeing you there and on the 20th.
Yeah.
So God bless you and everybody out there listening.
You're a great guy. Let's hear it for David Cassidy.
The Tommy G Show, your new destination for New Jersey traffic, weather, laughs, and conversation.